Hello friends, how are you today? Welcome to another episode of Being Like Jesus. We're still on the series where we're learning that we can count on God. You can count on God. Today's lesson is titled Thought Planes. Thought Planes. And we will be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5. It says, "And we destroy every proud thing that raises itself against the knowledge of God. We capture every thought and make it give up and obey Christ." Thought planes. There are a lot of things we don't get to choose. We don't get to choose whether it will rain, or what time it gets dark, or how much salt is in the ocean, or how many stars are up in the sky. When you're a kid, it seems like there are even more things you don't get to choose, like where you live, whether you get an allowance, or what time is bedtime. The fact is, no matter how old we are, there are a lot of things in life that we don't have a choice about. But there's one very important thing we all get to choose, and that is what we think about. Imagine an airport. Dozens and dozens of planes circle all around, wanting to land. But each plane can only land if it gets the okay from the airport. If it doesn't get the okay, it has to fly away. Now think of your brain as being like that airport. Dozens and dozens of thought planes circle around, wanting to land. Some are thoughts about everyday things, like what shirt you should wear and what's the answer to the problem number 4 in your homework. Other thoughts are about good things, like wondering how you can help your dad, wanting to call your grandparents, or trying to memorize a Bible verse. But other thoughts are about not so great things, or even bad things, like how angry you are at someone, how you can get even with that bully from lunch, or how you can watch that movie without your parents finding out. All those thoughts zoom around, but you get to choose which ones you allow to land. Which ones are you going to spend time thinking about? Make sure that the thoughts you let land are good thoughts. Choose to think about things that are true and right and beautiful. That's what Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 tells us. We should think about things that are right, true and beautiful. If a bad thought tries to swoop in for a landing, and it will try, just make sure it keeps zooming on by. Okay? Don't let that bad thought land. Don't let it land. Only good thoughts. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for your word that we have read today. Thank you for the lesson about our thoughts. Please protect my thoughts. Protect our thoughts. Fill our mind with things that are good and true, like how much we are loved and blessed by you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's it for today. Till same time tomorrow, do have a wonderful day today. Bye.